With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. Its Revolutionary Guard Navy said Saturday night that any vessel approaching the Strait of Hormuz will be considered as cooperation with the enemy and be targeted. The Trump administration responds to papal criticism of immigration enforcement. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
White House drug czar Tom Homan is criticizing Catholic leaders, including Pope Leo, for opposing Trump-era immigration enforcement. He argues they lack firsthand experience with border realities. Homan contends that secure borders prevent crimes such as trafficking and save lives. He urges religious leaders to better understand the consequences of illegal immigration.
Homan, a lifelong Catholic, told Pope Leo and other Catholic leaders to stay out of U.S. immigration policy debates. Scripture is being heard in the nation's capital this week. Beginning this morning, every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. The event is called America Reads the Bible. President Trump is scheduled to read scripture via video from the Oval Office on Tuesday, April the 21st. First, during the 6 p.m. Eastern Time hour. Amongst the other readers will be members of President's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. The event will be live streamed. A 90-minute special aired last night on many of these stations. Police are investigating a mass shooting that left 8 children dead in Shreveport, Louisiana. This is SRN News. Is artificial intelligence good or bad?
The answer appears to be both, at least according to Christians. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 66% of believers think that AI is improving their lives, but 57% also think the new technology is a threat. It might seem counterintuitive, but the Barna survey indicates that young people, the ones most likely to embrace AI, are also the ones most likely to believe that it's dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia have spiked this year. According to International Christian Concern, the violence has been centered in the East Erie zone. Believers make up 2/3 of the population in Ethiopia, but the remaining 1/3 is Muslim, and radicalization is spreading in that community. ICC says families have lost loved ones, livelihoods have been disrupted. This is SRN News. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor apologizes to Brett Kavanaugh. Correspondent John Scott has the details.
Justice Sotomayor publicly apologized to Justice Kavanaugh after making pointed remarks at a University of Kansas event that some court watchers felt implied he was out of touch due to his privileged background. The comments, widely viewed as a breach of Supreme Court collegiality, drew criticism from legal commentators and prompted her to issue a formal statement of regret.
Sotomayor had suggested Kavanaugh was disconnected from working-class realities during a public appearance discussing an immigration case. Don Schlitz, the storied country music songwriter known for The Gambler, passed away Thursday at a Nashville hospital. He was 73. He was a 2-time Grammy Award winner and inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. More details, SRNNews.com.